Hi, this is a dictation for Chiquita Floyd, Chiquita Floyd. Date of service is 5/12/2022. Date of birth is 10/4/1980. Date of accident is 4/7/2021. Miss Chiquita Floyd is a victim of an automobile accident where she was rear-ended on 4/7/2021 as a restaurant driver, leading to a headaches, associated with dizziness, loss of balance, nausea, and vomiting, as well as pain syndrome affecting neck, lower back, mid back, and both shoulders. Some chest pain as well as both knee pain was reported in the beginning. Patient has used all kind of physical therapy as well as medications and acupuncture, chiropractor all along. It appears that today patient still has some pain, which is mostly in the trapezius area, not in the neck. Her MRIs were found to be negative for lumbar spine-ish pathology, and there was a, except for intraspinous bursitis or intraspinous ligament tear that were identified at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The patient feels good, although she still points out the pain in this area. But they are not radiation. The discs are completely normal according to the MRI, and hence no more investigation or treatment are needed. Patient doesn't want any injection treatment as such. In the cervical spine, there was a diffuse disc bulge at 4, 5, 6, 7. And the neck pain actually is not bothering her too much in the middle of the neck. Only in the area of upper trapezius, which has slight spasm, is always bothering her. And the patient has been undergoing physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractor treatment. She was also has a new issue of decreased blood circulation. Her pulsation in the lower extremities were barely felt, and she blacked out recently, 1 week ago, due to missing a step. And earlier, she fell in March due to blacking out due to the dehydration caused by severe flu and vomiting and diarrhea. She is also seeing a neurologist and ongoing chiropractic treatment. And she was in the hospital from March 4th to February 1st, but no more admission has been reported since then. Her neurologist is described to be Dr. Pozorgi, P-O-Z-O-R-G-I, MD, whom she has seen several times, who is handling her neck pain. She's seeing Dr. Weiss for neuropsych, for which she's getting therapy and evaluation. Currently, there's no neck pain, and shoulder pain is also not present. She used to be Amazon worker, lifting 20 to 30 pounds. She has not been working since then. Her left shoulder is reported to be completely normal with 180 degrees of abduction. The pain patient does report pain level to be 9, but it doesn't make sense. Patient reports 60% improvement. ADLs are affected in the area of work, 8, general activity, mood, walking ability, relationship with other people, and sleep are affected, 7. In the system review, patient reports that the headaches are very minimal and not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision changes, balance loss, or any memory problems at this time. And all her faults are not related to the brain trauma at all. She can drive a car, and she has an occasional panic when she is sitting in the car. Regarding the pain, patient has stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back, but no real pain are checked. In the GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pains, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, except there is a definite improvement of up to 60%. There are no changes in the medical history except for the fall that she had in March and currently, which has caused her some bruises, but we are not looking at them as a part of car accident. No surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss is reported. No other trauma. Current pain medication is tolerance recording. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 88/61 and pulse is 90. And pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 04. The 4-15-2022 dictation number is 0415-075. Please use that visit for the complete physical examination and diagnosis. The plan of care is to review the maps and the labs from the past. She's provided with the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily and Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for neuropathic pain, Trizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 milligram one pill a day is ordered, as well as Lidocaine patch and Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. The meds were reviewed. Patient was advised about using marijuana as well, and she has been advised about getting cervical epidural injections to bring the final help, as well as intraspinous injection at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The patient is now being discontinued from physical therapy, from chiropractor, and acupuncture, and she will continue to have a light duty job with 5-pound lifting limit, 7 hours a day, 7 weeks. Also, replacement has not been ordered, attended care has not been ordered, transportation has not been ordered, only the case worker has been ordered to her case management. This is the end of dictation. Thank you.